Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Trump administration is changing an immigration rule that could make it more difficult for people to get their green card.
Let's hear about that from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. How does the administration explain this move, Stephen?
Well, Phyllis, what they say is that this is about self-sufficiency, personal responsibility, picking yourself up from your bootstraps. This is the notion that if you come to this country legally, not illegally, but legally with a visa, and you want to apply for a green card, you can't be what the law calls likely to become a public charge. So they're going to consider your income. Receiving government benefits of one type or another could be disqualifying. Now, there are concerns, of course. Immigrant rights advocates say that this might discourage parents of U.S. citizen children from applying for benefits for those children that they might be due as U.S. citizens. But Ken Cuccinelli, who heads the agency that gives out green cards, dismisses that concern. He says that such benefits for children who are U.S. citizens will not count against their immigrant parents. I asked the question, you know, if you wind up in New York Harbor and going to the Statue of Liberty, you'll read that poem by Emma Lazarus that says, "Give me, you're tired, you're poor." I asked the head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services if those words are no longer operative in the United States, because this is a question now of an immigrant's income and their ability to be, as he puts it, self-sufficient. Well, the head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said that he's not ready to take any words down from the Statue of Liberty. But it begs the question whether the United States is willing to accept poor immigrants anymore. And perhaps the answer is no.
And after the administration made these changes proposed in the Endangered Species Act, the president is on the road today?
He's going to western Pennsylvania to a petrochemical plant where plastics will be made. The president wants to tout the growth of domestic manufacturing at the Shell oil plant north of Pittsburgh.
Stephen Portnoy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.